Last weekend, people up and down the country engaged in a mass anti-homeopathy protest, swallowing whole bottles of remedies outside branches of boots. It's very easy to sneer at homeopathy, but we at Newsjack believe it's important to listen to both sides of the debate. So, to put the case for homeopathy, we've invited on a ridiculous charlatan who extorts money from innocent people while providing no services of any actual value. Will you please welcome His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales? Your Highness, welcome to the show. We wanted to talk about homeopathy.
This is one of those BBC radio comedies, isn't it? Just like the old Goon Show. Yeah? Marvellous stuff. He's fallen in the water. Ying tong till I po. Now, do you have a catchphrase, Miles?
Yes, it goes, welcome to Newsjack, the show which is to one thing what another thing is to a third thing.
Yes, I can see that being a big hit in the playgrounds. Do they still have playgrounds?
Because I can just get a signal from the producer to move on.
I can see someone at the back tapping their watch and tutting. I know that move. And I do it to my mother all the time.
We were going to talk about homeopathy. What do you make of this mass overdose?
Well, I think that these, shall we say, childish antics don't do anything to advance the serious scientific debate on whether homeopathy works.
But is it really a debate when one side is providing all the facts and the other is saying, you've got a very negative aura, would you like some foxglove tablets? And homeopathy has been around for hundreds of years, but there's never been any evidence that it has any useful effects, and the government wastes millions of pounds on it each year.
Well, you could say all that about the royal family.
Fair point.
Yes. Well, you'll have to get up pretty early in the morning to catch me out, especially if I've got up earlier than you and gone skiing.
So, ultimately, you were disappointed by the protest?
Oh, I'm just happy it was a total failure.
Was it?
Of course, yes. Far too many people turned up. About as many people as you'd get at a conventional protest. A homeopathy protest is more effective the fewer people turn up. In fact, even if scientists retrospectively prove that there were no people there at all, the demonstration will have been just as effective, because the branch of boots will retain a protest memory.
Oh, I see.
Right, that's it. Tally-ho, I'm off. I've got to make one of my rambling Philistine speeches about modern architecture to an audience of sycophantic lackeys.
Well, it's been very good of you to share your views with us.
Not at all. God save me.